Rabbi Yitzchak, is there Shiram Sunday?
Temporary zeitgeist is that, quote, money is, that property is theft, end quote. And we think that leads to completely, you know, just it's so obvious that even to the client, that this leads to a dysfunctional society.
I think it's never pushing. I didn't need anybody to tell me that. I could have told you that myself. Okay, anyway, Dr. Braid, I don't know if you heard, Sunday there's no shear, like there never is on the first day of Christmas, since the first year. The first year we had shear in the evening, but since then we have never had shear on the first day of Christmas. And Monday there is shear at 6, the regular time. The whole next week is regular time. We finish at 6:25. But the rest of the thing stays the same. Okay. We are on the Mishnah of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We're going to start again. Ra'as HaKai, a person saw this Kai. Now, Kai is a question whether it's a Chaya or Behema or a Beria B'nei Atzmai. Meaning, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara how a Kai comes about. Is it a breed, a mixed breed of a goat and a hind, I think it is? What do you say it is? A deer and a hind? I think between a chai and a behema, a tayash and a tzvi. A tayash, I believe, is a male goat. And it doesn't make a difference, male or female, and a deer, or a hind, whatever he calls it. Yeah. Or it's a bayim b'fnei atzmai. So therefore, in halacha, it's considered a suffik chai, a suffik behema. We are machmer like a chaya, we are machmer like a behema, and in certain halachas, it takes properties of none, as we will see. So Ra'as HaKai, Vam HaReini Nazir, says HaChaya. He says, I am a Nazir if this is a Chaya. Right. It is part Chaya, but it's part not Chaya. And he, what? Maybe. HaReini, what?
Not.
We have no idea.
Right.
HaReini Nazir, says Ein HaChaya. HaReini Nazir, says Behemoth, number 3, said. HaReini Nazir, says Ein Behemoth, number 4. HaReini Nazir, says Chayu Behemoth. That it has both, that's number 5. Hareini Nazir Shein Sev Loi Chaya V'Loi Behema, that's number 6. Hareini Nazir She'echem Yikem Nazir is number 7. Hareini Nazir She'ein Echem Yikem Nazir, that one of you is not a Nazir is 8. Hareini Nazir She'kucham Nazirim, Harekulam Nazirim. Now this sounds like Beishamai, who said by the 6 people they're all Nazirim. Comes along the Rush. Zog the Rush. Ra'as HaKai. Shishan Rashim Rol Kai Echad. 6 people saw the Kai. Amar Echad Areni Nazim Zechayev. Abeis Amar Areni Nazim Enechayev. Agimu Razer Areni Nazim Hu Behema. Vadaud Amar Areni Nazim Ene Behema. Vahey Amar, the 5th one said, Areni Nazim Emu Chaya Hu Behema. Avav Amar Areni Nazim Ene Loi Chaya Veloi Behema. Those are the 6 that commented on the properties of a Kai. Well, Yoich Lashim Moem, the next 3 didn't say anything about a Kai. He commented about the 6. Is this whole thing here to say like a Beishamai? Everybody here is a Suffolk Nazir. The Suffolk Dekai have a Suffolk Chai of a Suffolk Behem of a Suffolk Burial. Now, how is it not a chaya, not a behema? You can't breed it. If it would be a chaya, you'd be able to breed it with a tzvi. If it'd be a behema, you'd be able to breed it with a goat. It's not a chaya, it's not a behema, maybe. Therefore, you can't breed it with anything but itself. So therefore, it's in every way it's different. So it's like a chaya and behema need shchita. It's not like a chai and a behem at all. You don't allow to breed with anything. All this is mitam suffik, except shchita. It is like a chaya. We require kisri hadam. A behema doesn't need kisri hadam. It is like a behema. We ask for the chaylev. Chaylev chaya is mutter. So we take chumris of everything because we're treating it like a suffik. So therefore, Basil says, everybody is a suffik here. Because you can't say it's not a chaya. We treat it maybe like a chaya. So it's all Suffolk Naziris. None of them are Vadai Nazir here. Right. So Kadisa B'mesechtus Klayim. Yes, Doctor.
He said the proof is that it's not a Chaya or a Behema would be in that it's sterile.
No, I didn't say that. I said you're forbidden to breed it with a...
For
If it were,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yes. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Dr. Gemara Weiter. Tani Chada Tisha Nazirim. One bride said nine people were Nazirim, which is the way we interpreted the Mishnah. There were nine people. Each of them is a Safik Nazir. The Tani Yidok Tisha Nazirais. One person gets nine Nazirais. Now, how can one person get nine? We can understand how a person can get six, right? So Mishlam et Tisha Nazirim, Dr. Gemara, and the Havi Gavri Trey, there were many people, the Itvis Vazubay, they kept on going, right? One said Chaya, one said Behema, one said not Chaya, not Behema, and keep on going. Ela Tisha Nazirim, Lechad Chavra, Hecha Mishkakasla. How do you have it? Mishlam Mishis, Mishkakasla, good as none. Six can be. The guy said he's a Nazir, it's a Chaya, and the same guy said he's a Nazir, it's not a Chaya. He said if it's a Nazir, it's a Behema, and the same guy said Nazir, not a Behema. Nazir, it's a Chaya, Behema, Nazir, not a Chaya, Behema. But how can there be he's a Nazir if one is a Nazir? Well, he's talking about himself. How can the same person do number seven? I'm a Nazir if one of them is a Nazir. There's no one of them. There's one person. Right? So how does he become a Nazir if one is a Nazir? Or if one is not a Nazir, right?
Yeah, he needs the others.
He's talking about himself. There's one person, nine Naziris. What does number seven say? What does he say? Usually, the way seven said is...
the other six.
But there's only one person. The one Brisa says the same person is nine Naziris. One Brisa says nine different people are Naziris. One Brisa says one person is nine Nazirim. One person.
That's tough to understand.
Well, the first six are easy. The same person said I'm a Nazir with a Chaya, then he said I'm a Nazir with not a Chaya, then he said he's a Nazir with a Behema, then he said he's a Nazir with not a Behema. He can do the first six, but how does he do seven, eight, and nine? So the Gemara Mishlam Mishis Mishkagas Lucky did none. I have a twas, if you Mishkagas, but how you have the last three? What happened is, now, the way the Rosh is going, meaning that what happened is that there were nine other people. And they did nine Naziris. Each one was the way the Mishnah said it. Then a tenth guy came along and said, I have all your Naziris. So he accepted every one of the nine Naziris. And if each one of them was a Suffolk Nazir, he has nine Suffolk Naziris. Because he accepted, I will do what all you do. So the price of nine Naziris is if the tenth guy. The tenth guy who walks along and looks at the nine people and says, whatever you guys have, I will do it all. Well, since each of them was a Suffolk Nazir, he now has to do nine Naziris. Nine Suffolk Naziris. The Rush. Mishlam et test Nazirim could have a guy with two because of the fires from Masnis, like you said in the Mishnah. I will test Nazirim to have a guy with Mishkakas, but Mishlam is just Mishkakas, and some of them echad Masham Lashisha. She said, Chaya, Shayna Chaya, she said, Behemah, Shayna Behemah, Shu Chaya, Behemah, Shayna Chaya, Behemah. And Masham will give Rachwainim, the Mishkakas of the Chad Gavra. What do you mean? What does the guy say? I'm a Nazir if? Because the Amma already knows that he is a Kadim test it, three sukkah departs from Masnis. Nine did the Mishnah. And one of them said, I will take all what you have. Going to Beit Shammai would be nine Vada Naziris, and then going to Beit Shammai would be nine Suffolk Naziris. Had no luck Beit Shammai. Look at the Mishnah Weiter. Shloishim Minin Asurim Benazir. There are three restrictions by a Nazir. You would think that this would be the first parak. I don't know why it's here. But it's three restrictions that are by Nazir. Hatoma, it cannot be Matama Lameitzim. Hataglachas, cannot take a haircut. Vayoitzim and Agefen, he cannot eat any product from a vine. He cannot eat any product from a vine. We always say wine, but it's really any product from a vine. And the Gemara will explain. B'chal Hayoitzim and Agefen, it starts from Zemzah. And if he eats part of a shear of one thing of the geffen, and then part of the shear with the other thing of the geffen, then it's tarif with each other. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shloishim minim Asurim. Nazir bin Nazir, Hatumah, the Siv Akon Navshis Mace Layaboy. Hataglachas, the Siv Tar Layaboy, right? By Yaitim and Agefen, the Siv Anravim Lachim Biabashim Layloycho. The Chol Hayaitim and Agefen, Samach adds over here, Mitzarfen, that Anravim Lachim Biabashim, Chatanim Bizagim, you can be moist grapes, dried grapes, pits and peels, can join together, mitzarfim l'gzayis, lukais, to get malchus, the siv mikol ha-shiyosim begefen ayayin. Because the pasuk puts it together and says, everything that comes from the vine of wine, meaning the vine that usually produces wine. So therefore, it's mitzarif with each other. Now over here, something unique happens. The rest of the rush of the Mishnah is not here. It's in different places. See, what the printer did, and don't ask me why, is he took the rush of the rest of the Mishnah and put it where the Gemara talks about them. So the first part of the Gemara is going to be talking about the Mishnah we did so far. But then the rest of the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss at different places. So the rush decided, I mean the printer decided, to put the rush on the rest of the Mishnah where the Gemara discusses the rest of the Mishnah. So it's split into two other places. So we will turn to those pages when we do the part of the Mishnah. I hope I explained myself. He's not chayiv until he eats the amount of exayas, like every other iser. Now what's the chiddush? You're not chayiv on chametz and pesach unless you eat exayas. You're not chayiv on chelav unless you eat exayas. The chiddush is, because Mishnah Rishayna Amra, I think it says Amra, Mishnah Rishayna actually used to reveal Yayin. They used to think, the first Mishnah held, that the shear is a revius. Again, so that's a big shayla how to learn. When we get to the Gemara, we'll talk about what the Mishnah Rishayna held about solids. But then, Mishnah Achrayna came along and said, the shear of wine is also exayas. It's the same shear. The first Mishnah held that revius of wine, we're not talking about solids. But the Mishnah Achrayna came along and changed it. Said, no, wine is also Gzayas. Okay? The original thought of the Tanoim. The earlier generations of Tanoim.
Not what we're seeing here.
Well, the Mishnah is still quoting them, right, as a legitimate Shita. It just said that the later Tanoim changed their mind.
They were the same people.
It could be, but it's probably not. I have no raya. It theoretically could be the same people that changed their mind in their life, but it could be not. See, Rabbeinu HaKadosh will sometimes bring the Mishnah Rishayna and then bring the Mishnah Achrayna, and the Gemara will explain that Rabbeinu HaKadosh had that Mishnah before, and then later on, they changed their mind. They didn't want to take out the first Mishnah because everything was done by memory, and to delete is much harder. Once you have something in the memory of people, then you come along and say, delete it, you confuse them. So sometimes you just left it in there and later on just corrected it. So I don't know if it's the same people or not. So turn to Lamed Ches Amud Beis, to keep your place here, where the Rush starts explaining this part of the Mishnah. So the Rush, in my Rush, at the beginning of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, says, Ein Echayev, at Sheyachum and Anavim, right, on 38b. Ein chayev at sheyechum and anavim. What? That's what the Gemara is going to talk about this. First of all, it's 3.5 blocks. It's going on the first part of the Mishnah. Ein chayev at sheyechum and anavim, but what in the shtia? According to the Mishnah, according to drinking is the same. Bigzayas. We will see this is a machlokes, and this is like Rabbi Akiva's opinion that everything is exayas. Mishnah Rishayna, actually Yishna Revias, Yayin, who had been lachilas chatan and bezagim, the chayib Revias. So Rush speaks out that the Gemara will say that according to Mishnah Rishayna, everything was a Revias, the Mephayash of Gemara. So what you had is, Mishnah Rishayna held that it all goes by revius, solids and liquid. And Mishnah Achrayna said, no, it all goes back Zayas, both solids and liquids. But there was never a difference between liquid and solid, at least the way the Rosh learns the Mishnah.
But when you have a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona, because Rebbe brought the Achrona, is that because we postulate like that?
Yes.
Oh, so there's no Shaila how we postulate.
No. And Rush speaks out that the Mishnah Achrona is Rebbe Akiva's opinion. What? But the Rush on this part was on Lamed Chesem at Beis. I'm not finished yet, but that's where he is now. But see, again, what the printer did is that this happens in many Masechtas. We don't have it because usually in Rashi it doesn't happen, even though it happens in Rashi too. Is that the printer decided that instead of bringing the whole Rush here, he moved the part of the Rush that pertains to the Gemara Sugya there and explained it there. On the top of Lamed Chesem at Beis. That's where I have it. I know he has the article right there. Is it on top of Lamed Chesem at Beis?
We have number two, or we just finished it.
Well, you have something there. What do you have? Oh, you don't have art scroll.
No. It's Safari. I'm looking at Lamed
Chesem
at Beis. He has within the
Shtia. That's it. That's the part of the Mishnah.
I'll check your key with the Safari.
What
drops
that
on? Lamed Chesem at Beis.
Put it fourth time.
This printer also.
I'll give it there. I don't know why nobody brought in the Gemara. What did they think would happen?
No, honestly, I thought.
What would have happened? What would they think? There's six lines left in the Perek. What did people think would happen?
Why don't you go to my cubby? I've got it in my cubby. I just don't want to walk there.
No, maybe. I thought, I had to think of it. I can say now, let me do Chazorah today.
We're not doing Chazar on Sunday. Okay, but we're doing Vayikra. Next, Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Afil Shara Pitoy B'Yayin, V'yesh B'Kedei L'Tzar of Kedayas Chayah. Rabbi Akiva says a Chiddush by Nazir, and that is called Hetzer Mitzar of L'Isser. It only works by certain Yisurim. Rabbi Akiva says one of the Yisurim it works for is Nazir. It's not universally agreed on. And that is that the Kedayas can be partial Hetzer and partial Isser. You can have bread that absorbs some wine, and together the bread and the wine equals a gzayas, he's chayiv. That is called heter mitzaref leiser. That the heter joins the iser. Because the iser is absorbed in the heter turns into iser. And therefore you eat the gzayas of the mixture, you're a chayiv. This is a chiddush. It doesn't happen by most isurim. It only happens by some Yisurim, and Nazir happens to be one according to Bekiva. Back to the Rosh of Lamed Chesem at Beis. The Bekiva Eimer, Afilu Shara Pita Beyayim, Yeshla Tzarev Kzayev, Mipasim Beyayim Chayev. The Koshke and the Chatzan and Bezagim Shachayev Kzayev. The Bekiva holds all solids as Kzayev, even pits and peels, meaning you shouldn't think it's only wine, it's everything. Back to the Mishnah. Now, this part of the Mishnah, the Rush explains on Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Again, this is the third part of the Mishnah. The printer split the Rush into three. Weiter. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Eimer. I'm sorry. Chayim al Yayin b'fnei Atzmai. B'Azavim b'fnei Atzman. B'Chatzanim b'fnei Atzman. There's a Chiyav on each one by themselves. Meaning, this is a chiyuv. If you eat grapes, there's a lot for grapes. There's a lot for chatanim. There's a lot for a sagim. Every item has its own lav. And it also joins together. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Yomer, Ein chayuv, asher yoichu shnei chatanim v'zag. Now this is a kula and a chumra. He's saying, if you eat pits and peels, and by the way, what they are, we're going to talk about in a minute, the Torah wants you to eat at least two chatanim and one zag. If you only eat chatanim, or you only eat zagim, you're not chayav. The Torah wants chatanim and zag, two chatanim and at least one zag. At least two chatanim, because the Torah writes it in plural, mechatzanim ve'adzag. So the Blazer learns, all this will be explained in the Gemara. Two and one. So that's a kula. He holds you not chayev on chatzanim unless they're two. But it's also a chumrah. Because he holds two chatzanim and one zag is chayev, even if it's less than a zayas. So he ends up being a double-edged sword. On one hand, he's being mekul, and on one hand, he's being machmer. He's being mekul that you can't be chayev on chatzanim unless you have two of them. And on zag, at least you have one of them. But he's being machmer, you don't need a zayas.
All three?
Between all chatzanim and zag. Correct. Correct. Exactly what I said. And the Rosh speaks it out. Let's go to the Rosh. I'm on the test of his base. It's not there. He doesn't say anything, but that's what the Mepharshim speak out. Right. Yes.
So, edibility has nothing to do with...
This is all going to be discussed in the Gemara. I'm not even... This is like a generic approach to this merit. Zag to Gemara right. Eloheim chatzanim ve Eloheim zagim. What is the... Yes.
Rabbi Akiva's approach is going to be explained later on, or that's it?
Hashem
Mitzar Blister. He said it's unique to Nazirus.
It's not the only place, but it's one of the only places.
And he knows
it's... It might be later on. I didn't prepare yet ahead. In Masechtas Pesachim, there's a Gemara that talks about Hashem Mitzar Blister, and the Gemara uses three or four cases in Shas that we say it. Very few.
The sources for
everyone is a pasuk. Now, what is chatzanim and what is zag? Westerns. What is the translation of chatzanim and what is the translation of zag? Zag the Mishnah. Elu hem chatzanim ve'elu hem zagim. These are the chatzanim and these are the zagim. Chatzanim elu achitzanim. That's the peel. Zagim elu apnimim. Those are the inside, the pit. Rabbi Divrei Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Shloi Tita, don't make a mistake. Kizug Shobehema, Hachitzain Zug, Vapnimi Imvo. He argues. He says the outside is the Zug, just like by a bell, the Zug is the outside of the bell, and the inside is the clapper. So Zug refers to a bell outside, so over here it refers to the outside of the grape, which is the peel. So we have a machloikas in Webster's. So what is chatzanim? Peels or bits. What is zagim? Peels or bits. One is peels and one is bits. And they're arguing which is which. Zug the rush, lamatasam it out. Hazagim elu apnimim. Hagarinim, that is the garinim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Yossi wants you to remember. So he argues, but he also gives you an aid to remember, mnemonic aid. Or unless mnemonic means aid, I don't know. Rabbi Yossi, I am nice and simon. Kadesh leitita, zug shobehema dachitzan kari zug. So here you have it. The Mishnah has a machlokes, which is Chatzanim, which is Zagim, and Rabbi Yossi helps you out by saying, remember the bell, the Liberty Bell, yes. That's what he says. I don't know. You. Do me a favor. Don't argue with me in words of Lashon Kodesh for two reasons. Because for sure I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't know if you know either Lashon Kodesh well enough. I don't remember. What? A zug is a bell. An imbu is a clapper. So Rabbi Yossi says, why should zagim be different than a bell?
Why is it used a plural by Rabbi Lazaruva ben Azariah?
Meaning?
Said only one.
Because the Torah says, mechatzanim v'adzag. The Torah uses the word chatzanim plural and zug singular. It doesn't say mechatzan azug. It doesn't say mechatzanim v'azugim. Therefore, Blazer ben Azariah says the Torah is insisting two chatzanim and one zug. All this will be explained in the Gemara. But that's why he does that, because he's going in the words of the pasuk, where the pasuk uses plural for chatzanim and singular for zug.
We talk about the order of how a ring is eaten.
honestly, I prepared very, you know, anything that's past the next 10 lines is for next week. I don't know.
Skin comes first to your teeth, and then the seeds come in.
So that's if you eat it that way, and some people will take the skin off, break it open. You don't know.
Eat it from the inside out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think also what he's asking is
19th century classical.
Who
peeled the grapes? The grape peels had been bred to the point where they're much more edible than they were
who eats the seed?
You know, these are what I call, please don't, nobody should take it personally. To me, this is called Kashan Amaisa. I don't know who eats the seed. I don't do a sociological study on the eating of grapes. Probably the government has nothing to do with its money, would sponsor a $4 billion study on the eating of grapes. I really don't care.
On Pesach, do you ever eat grape seed oil? Yes or no?
Yeah, but that's not grape seed, which is what I'm talking about.
No, grape seed oil is part of the grape seed. Grape seed oil has calories. And people live to subsistence diet. And
very exciting. The grape seed oil is very exciting.
That's why when I asked you earlier, I asked you about grape branches, not...
Why did I talk about grape branches?
So that's what you said, and that's what I'm waiting patiently for.
Right. Grape seed oil is very expensive.
Off of became.
I'm just telling you, for Pesach, it's very expensive. You
have. It has calories, it is edible, and it beats starvation.
Yes.
I'll read more.
Right. Again? Right. Talk to Mishnah. Talk to Gemara. Right. I feel terrible teaching Gemara when most people don't have a Gemara in front of them. Shloi Sheminim Asurim Benazir. Hatuma, Yayin, Vayayitzim and Agafen. Now, what bothers the Gemara is Ayayitzim and Agafen in all these things that come out of a vine. But Gafen that's my lie. But the vine itself is not Asur. That's what you see from the Ziyak. Right. Which is, when we talk about it, the leaves and the sprouts. When the Gemara talks about Gefen Atzma, it's not talking about the actual vine. The actual vine is not edible. But the leaves and the sprouts, is that what lulavim are? I think it's like the little flowers that come out. Those the Gemara considers edible. Now, whether we eat them today or not, it's not Negeya. But the Gemara considers them, yeah, okay.
You can deep fry the flowers with
that. Fine, okay, whatever it is, the Gemara considers them edible. And the Brisa said, "Hayoytzim in a gefen." These leaves and lulavim would be considered the gefen itself. They're not a product of the gefen. They're like the vine. It comes right, and therefore that wouldn't be chayiv. That's what it seems to say, because the Mishnah said, "Hayoytzim in a gefen," which refers to grapes and grape products, not the leaves and these little flowers. Masnis in the like Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Reimer, Afilu Alim B'Lulavim B'Mashma. Rebbe Eliezer holds that this includes even leaves and flowers. Dr. Rush, Gavin Atzmeilai, he got Alim B'Lulavim. So he defines it as leaves and flowers. Now, Ikadi Amila Seifa. Some learned this is going on the safe of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "V'ein chayev atu yoichum and anavim k'zayis." He's only chayev when he eats an k'zayis from the grapes. That's what the Mishnah said. Min anavim in, min agafen loy. The mashma that he only eats grapes, or grape products, but the Masnis is like Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, Imer, Afilu Alun Lululavim B'Mashma. But some said it on the Sefer because they held that leaves and flowers are Yaitzim and Agafen. The Machlekes here is not what Rebbe Eliezer holds. He holds leaves and flowers are included. The Tanakama holds leaves and flowers are not included. The question is, where do we see that the Tanakhama holds leaves and flowers are not included? Yeah. Is it the word Yaitzein Min HaGefen, and the Tanakhama does not consider this a product of the Gefen, but the Gefen itself? Or does that, we agree that Lulavim and Alim are products, but the Diyuk is in the Sefer where it says Navim, Anavim, and it excludes non-grape products, which would exclude the leaves and the flowers. So it's the same thing. Our Mishnah holds, no Alim will love them. Rabbi Lazar holds, yes, Alim will love them. That's the two Lashinas are only trying to figure out which words in the Mishnah told us no Alim will love them. The word Jaitseim in Hagefen, and that excluded leaves and flowers, they are not considered products, they are considered the Gefen itself. Or is it the fact that the Mishnah said, Ein Chayev Asher Hanavim Chayes, Hanavim excludes leaves and flowers. But there's no argument in Halacha what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is excluding leaves and flowers, and Rabbi Eliezer is including them. Now, why he includes them and why they exclude them, that's going to be the next sugya. But the only machlokes between the two Lashonos is, which part of the Mishnah taught this to me? Zok the Rash. Igni Ami Lam Asefa, Minanovin and Minagefen, Loi, Medukya the Resha, Le Mashmale. They're not busy with the Diak of the Resha. The Alan Lulavim, Beklau Yaitzim and Agefen Nindu. They think it is a product. The Siv, Ubagefen Gimu Sarigim. It says over there, by the dream of the Sarah Maskin, he saw a Gefen, and the Gefen had Gimu Sarigim. I know. I always thought Srigan are branches.
Clusters.
What?
Tendrils.
So that's a Yoytzim in a Gefen. Because if that were the Gefen, I mean, I understood that to mean that the Gefen was made out of Gimel Srigan. But Rav Rush is saying, from the Gefen came Gimel Srigan. So you see, that's considered a Yoytzim in
a
Gefen.
It's like a cluster of grapes. Isn't that Srigan?
No, Srigan is not a cluster of grapes. Srigan is some kind of I always thought it was branches. But he seems to learn it's something that comes out of the thing. I'm not sure what it is. No, it's nothing to do with that. This is a product of, that grows in the ground. I don't know how arts grow, chumash translates by Gimel Sarigan. What? Tendrils. Not that I know what tendrils are, but it's Sarigan.
It's an old tender branch.
Small. Don't think of my writer. Now, the Micah Mifligi. Okay, so now we're going to get involved in a whole new sugya. And let me explain this, let me introduce this, and I don't think I'm going to go much further. Because without Gemaras, it's impossible after a little while. There's a Machlokes, two schools of thought amongst the Tanoim. How the Torah was taught in Sinai. Is a basic machlokes throughout Chas. And you either belong to one or you belong to the other. And of course, there's exceptions. Like everything else in Torah, there's exceptions. When the Torah writes general words followed by specific words, or specific words followed by general words, or general, specific, general. Three kinds of cases. General, specific, general, general, specific, general. There's a fourth case also, but that we're going to get to later. So there's a machlokes, how do you deal with those psukim? The common way, because we say Rabbi Shmuel Leimer every day, is klal, prat, prat, klal, klal, prat, klal. That's one set of rules. If you learn it that way, the rule is, if the general is followed by the specific, it means only the specific. That's what the Torah meant to tell me. General followed by specific means only the specific. Do not derive anything else from it. If the specific is followed by the general, it means everything. If it's general, specific, and general, things dissimilar to the specific. That's the rules of klal uprat, prat to klal, klal prat to klal. Klal uprat, Aim b'chlal alamashim b'prat. All it is specific. Prat u'klau means everything. Klau prat u'klau means anything similar to the middle one. That is the rule of klau prat. Then you have riboy miut riboy. There's a school of thought that darshans this not as a klau prat, but as a riboy miut and riboy, with different rules. Riboy miut riboy means every mirror gets to exclude one thing. Instead of only including things similar to the middle, we include everything and exclude one thing. Ribuy umiyad is anything similar to the miyad. A ribuy miyad is like kol prat uklal. And miyad ribuy is everything. So there's two schools of thought. And that will make an afkamin and halacha multiple times. How much are we including and how much are we excluding? So whenever we hit a pasuk that talks general, specific, and then general, or general, specific, or specific, general, we have to know which school do you belong to, Rabbi Tana. Tana 1, what do you hold? How are you going to dash in the psukim? Tana 2, how are you going to dash in the psukim? And this becomes a major machlokes, and it has many different consequences in halacha. Yes?
In terms of the way you're speaking right now, you're not talking about you, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. You're saying specific schools. Why are you leaving out Shem Omer?
Because it's not only Rabbi Yishmael, and it's not only Rabbi Akiva. Many Tanoim belong to one, and many Tanoim. We have it quoted from Yisrael, by the way. We don't have it quoted from Rukiba. We only have it quoted from Yisrael, that he says Kal Prat.
You know better than I do, but I get
points
in the Gemara.
It says other Tanoim as well.
Okay.
The reason Rabbi Shmuel is the famous one is because he got his brides in the davening.
Which is a question in and of itself.
Again, he got his brides in the davening. Every morning, some people say Rabbi Shmuel Lerner. Right? So he's the more commonly accepted one. And the truth is, throughout Shas, he's the most commonly used one. They use Kol Prat Uklal many more times than Ribuy Miyad Ribuy. So he's the more commonly accepted one in Shas also. But this is in Machlokes. By the way, this is a major Machlokes, because the Machlokes is how did Moshe Rabbeinu teach us in Sinai. This is like a general machlokes in how to read psukim. How do you approach psukim? This is not a specific machlokes in one instance. It's a machlokes, how do I approach psukim?
That's a greater question than that. The famous question of what the cylinder is the God of where
they were Rashi. Yes, I'm not questioning why we have this machlokes. I'm pointing out what the machlokes is. And that machlokes will be the deciding factor in whether leaves and sprouts or flowers are included or not. It depends how we're going to learn the pasuk. But I'm not going to continue. I'm going to stop right now and ask everybody to please bring their Gemara Monday morning. And Sunday morning we have no shir. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and be zeichet to tshuva Gemara.